Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 60. Slight chance of rain showers tonight, 31. Overcast tomorrow, highs around 62. High temperatures reach up to 69 Wednesday with a chance for showers. Storms likely, 64 on Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a rough month for the month of March in the state of Kansas, especially when it comes to tax collections in the state. As according to the Department of Revenue, they say that the month of March wrapped up in the state having a total collection of taxes at $577.1 million, roughly 10.7% below estimates, where they were expecting roughly $646 million. The total tax collections were also down roughly 9.4% compared to March of 2025, where individual income tax collections came in at $271 million, roughly 1.3% below estimates, with corporate income taxes coming in at roughly below $23.5 million than anticipated. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she is still considering a bill that was passed by lawmakers this year that would give businesses in the state of Kansas a, quote, much-needed economic boost by allowing the selling of alcohol 23 hours a day. The move comes as many lawmakers say that with more sporting activities in the state, that more individuals are out supporting the economy and small businesses.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Kansas National Guard wrapped up last week announcing that they have seen a near $10 million investment to transform their decades-old Kansas City, Kansas building into a new modernized facility for the Kansas National Guard members and their youth education programs. As according to the National Guard Readiness Center, they've completed their top-to-bottom renovation with a ribbon-cutting ceremony that was held on Friday last week with Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, where the original facility was built back in 1956, serving as a community armory and civil support center, and became home to the Kansas Starbase, a program that provides STEM educational opportunities for youth across the state. The renovations for the new facility began back in 2023 that included a new full restoration of the basement and first floor, with the project focusing on the finishes, ceiling, and communication equipment, along with the associated network cables, lighting, and electrical and mechanical systems within the building. The total cost of the project included $6.8 million, with $4.5 million of that coming from federal funding, with $1.9 million in state funding.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state legislators say they are discussing ways to try and make health care more transparent in the state after proposing Legislative Bill 958 that would require the Department of Health and Human Services in Nebraska to be more transparent when it comes to disability assessments, including a provision that would address retroactive Medicaid coverage. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the provision, it would require the DHHS to retroactively cover health-related costs covered by Medicaid, allowing patients that have not yet applied for Medicaid to still have their medical expenses covered. As right now, Nebraska currently covers 90 days of retroactive eligibility for all Medicaid patients.
Anytime that we're going to further restrict coverage further restrict payment. We know that that's going to affect both the level of access that patients have to healthcare services, and then will also adversely affect the bottom line of our hospitals.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED. Tip.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Tourism has added the Pony Express Historic Byway, which will join another dozen historic and scenic byways in the state. The route follows the path of the Pony Express from Donovan to Washington County along U.S. 36 Highway. An event is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Hollenberg Pony Express Station and State Historic Site northeast of Hanover, to recognize the designation, and will include a commemorative program honoring the Pony Express and communities along the route. The public is welcome to attend Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Hollenberg Pony Express Station site. Marshall County Commissioners scheduled a public hearing Monday for a road vacation for a portion of Quail Road. Washington County Commissioners discussed road signs and whether all rural intersections should be marked. They were to continue the conversation with township officials at their annual meeting. Concern was expressed with the cost of replacing stolen road signs, which continue to be a problem. Nebahal County Commissioners continued discussion of a new EMS building and viewed a site location near the Pioneer Building in Seneca. State Representative Lisa Mosier has filed for re-election for a fourth two-year term, representing the 106th District, which includes Marshall, Washington, Republic, and a portion of Jewell County. She was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. If you missed the conversation, you can download our public affairs at our website, KNDYRadio.com. Marysville City Council meeting last week approved locating little free libraries at Marysville City and Lyons Park, approved one Marysville request for locating Food Truck Fridays to the city park, and approved a scholarship program for the Youth Advisory Committee. An animal shelter was discussed with a range of $90,000 to $120,000 construction estimate for a facility. Comments included concern with other city priorities, including streets and a new shop at the cemetery, among others. It was suggested that Hedstrom Hall on North 20th Street could be a possibility, and the city administrator will look into particulars. An offer from a family for new basketball goals at Dargetts Park came with a request for new courts, which could run some $40,000. Council members considered options and expressed concern with safety issues with existing play equipment at Dargetts, which could be nearly double the $80,000 balance in the Parks and Recreation Fund. No action was taken as alternatives will be explored. Appointments of Jamie Ellenbecker and Rachel Beanaw to the Library Board were approved. Barnes Community will host a pre-planning meeting Monday evening for the city's 150th celebration. Anyone is welcome to attend this evening at 6 p.m. at the Barnes Cafe.
At United Bank and Trust, we are not just a financial institution. We are part of the community. We're not just tellers and managers. We're your neighbors, helping you to achieve financial stability. We offer a range of services carefully designed with your unique needs in mind, from savings and checking accounts, easy-to-use mobile banking and personalized loans, to exceptional customer service. Our innovative banking features are designed to simplify your life. Remember, with United Bank and Trust, you're not just a customer. You are a neighbor, a friend, a part of our banking family. So bank with us. Bank with trust. Bank with United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Marlene Colley, age 91, of Lynn, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 from the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Lynn Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marlene Colley. Ruth Meyer, age 102, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 from the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Family visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Lynn Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ruth Meyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, Monterey Chicken, Baby Baker's Garden Blend, and Cranberry Sauce. Tomorrow, lasagna, French bread, mixed salad, peaches, and cake.
Bad driving habits are hard to break, but good driving habits are easy to form, especially when they can lead to a discount on your auto insurance. With Farm Bureau Financial Services, the safer you drive, the more you save. Drivers like you are saving an average of $321 per vehicle. So buckle up, learn more, and find an agent at fbfs.com/save. Individual savings results may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will be running much closer to average for this time of year, at least to start off the work week, and especially across eastern Nebraska and northeastern portions of Kansas. Farther off to the southwest, though, above average temperatures expected into western Kansas, where high temperatures look to climb up into the 70s this afternoon. We'll stick closer to the lower range of the 60s for far northeastern Kansas, with some middle to upper 50s expected into southeastern portions of Nebraska. And along with that, a weak upper level disturbance could touch off some light rain shower activity in areas closer to the I-80 corridor, and even some light snow showers could mix in at times into far northeastern portions of Nebraska and northwestern portions of Iowa. Tonight, some spotty light rain showers as far south as far northeastern Kansas. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date 86. The average low 37, the record low 16. Sunset this evening, 7:55. Sunrise in the morning at 7:05.
When your home is hit with water or fire damage, everything can feel overwhelming. But don't face it alone. This is Tayden Aguirre, and you can count on my mom and dad with ATS Home and Yard Services to respond quickly and treat your home like ours. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, or simply needs professional carpet cleaning, call ATS or go online to atshomeandyards.com. Restore your peace of mind with ATS Home and Yard Services. From inside out, we have you covered.
First for the Bruins. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. All 4-1 seeds had made it to the Final Four when the dust settled in Phoenix. It would be UCLA cutting down the nets to win the women's title. Their first national championship in the NCAA era. Bruins led by as much as 35. They beat South Carolina by 28. 79-51. Gabriela Jaquez with a 21-point game, 10 rebounds. Lauren Betts also with a double-double, 14 points, 11 boards.
Man, I can't even put into words how happy I am right now. Like, I haven't even had time to, like, sit and, like, think. I've been, like, running around all over the place, but just so happy. So proud of this program. So proud of my teammates. We worked so hard for this. This is amazing.
Lauren Betts named the most outstanding player tonight. The men play for a title, Michigan and UConn. NBA last night, Houston extending its win streak to 6, beating the Warriors 117-116. Steph Curry returned after missing 27 games. He had 29 points but missed a go-ahead three at the end. But overall,
felt good. Some good nerves going into it, and obviously coming off the bench, just you're trying to pace yourself physically, mentally to get ready for your runs.
Curry's first regular season game off the bench since 2012. Mavericks outlast the Lakers 134-128. Cooper Flagg with 45 in the win. Luka Doncic trying to expedite his return, heading to Europe for specialized treatment on his hamstring. Thunder out Utah by 35. Suns get 30 from Devin Booker and beat the Bulls 120-110. Celtics 115-101. over the Raptors. Cavaliers get 38 from Donovan Mitchell, beat the Pistons 117-108. Clippers route Sacramento 138-109. Baseball, Angels walk off the Mariners on a sack fly in the 11th. A's get a pair of homers from Brent Rooker, including a three-run walk-off shot in the 10th to beat Houston 12-10. Arizona walks off the Braves on a hit from Ketel Marte in the 10th.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, spruce, spruce.
It's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people, pets, and bees. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour, and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a holiday-shortened but winning week on Wall Street, stock futures were higher headed into today's session. Investor sentiment was boosted after Reuters reported that Iran and the United States are again working on a plan to end their war. President Trump's threats of more attacks on Iran if the Strait of Hormuz isn't reopened have Brent crude trading above $110 a barrel. Gasoline prices have followed suit, with the national average at $4.07 a gallon, up 13 cents from a week ago. More of us may be having less trouble affording that. The American Enterprise Institute says nearly one in three people can be called upper middle class. That is, a family of three earning between $133,000 and $400,000 a year. Plenty of those families dined on movie theater popcorn this weekend. The Super Mario Galaxy movie dominated at the box office, taking in $130 million and making it the year's biggest domestic debut. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special stock car and breeding bull sale Wednesday, April the 8th, starting at 11 a.m. on the first half after pairs, including 130 big fancy black-white face, 30 Charlotte Cross, and 10 red Angus first half after pairs. Plus 150 black, red Angus, and Hereford cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old. The heifers and the cows will all have 30 to 90-day-old calves. There'll be 195 fancy black-white-faced red Angus fall-bred first-calf heifers. Many are AI bred. Their all heifers are due from mid-August through September. Fall-bred cows include 350 mostly black-white-faced and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old, bred for August through October calving. Replacement heifers offered will be 190 Sim Angus, 50 black Baldies, 60 Red Angus and Red Angus Charlotte Cross replacement heifers. There'll be 30 bulls offered. There'll be Angus, Red Angus, Sim Angus, and Balancers. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April the 8th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Corn farmers have been fearful about the elevated price of fertilizers for a couple of years now. It's not a new thing exactly, but the war with Iran has made it front and center in Washington, D.C. It was February of 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine. The price of corn had been rallying for no real apparent reason since the previous fall. The futures market was anticipating something that had not happened, and then on the 24th day of that month, Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine and upended the global grain trade. Both nations are major players providing the world with wheat and corn. Those supplies were in doubt, and the price of corn spiked to $8. The market feared a disruption, but farmers there still went to the field. They still planted and harvested a crop, and by midsummer of 2022, the price of corn had sunk to $5.60 a bushel. A global food and feed crisis had been averted. The real issue for corn farmers is with the price of energy, crude oil and natural gas. It takes those two things, diesel fuel for the farm and to move grain, and natural gas to make nitrogen fertilizer. That's one of the three primary plant foods, N, P, and K, or nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Crude and natural gas prices plummeted in 2020 as the whole world shut down. Crude bottom in April of that year at $16 a barrel. Natural gas cost about $3. 2 years later, the Russian invasion of Ukraine pushed crude to $128 and natural gas to $6.70. Remember, corn prices were $8 a bushel. Therein lies the difference. This time so far, crude has spiked to about $120. Natural gas is about $6, and the price of corn is not $8, not even $5, but $4.70. Here's the kicker. Natural gas, the primary ingredient required to make nitrogen fertilizer, has been at $6 since last summer. Here's Washington, D.C.-based economist Gretchen Cuck from the National Corn Growers Association talking about that price difference.
You had asked me in February or December what, you know, one of my biggest concerns was for farmer profitability. I probably would have already told you fertilizer. This is not a new idea. This is not a new concept. As far back as September, we had a survey of growers saying up to 40% were planning to reduce fertilizer applications to weather some of these economic conditions.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. It's always a good time to think about safety on your farm. Chase Pagel, a safety consultant for Pagel's Ponderosa Dairy in Wisconsin, says her operations hold trainings with their local safety officials. She goes on to say that they share that every year or every other year, local fire departments conduct walkthroughs of their facilities to familiarize themselves with the layout. It's important for responders to know where animal areas and high hazard zones are, especially places like digesters that contain methane and other chemical storage areas. While maps are prepared to highlight these risks, having fire and EMT teams visit in person helps ensure that they understand the unique challenges they might face during an emergency. She advises holding a debrief after any on-farm accident to review what went well and what could improve, helping everyone work better with fire and EMT teams. Having an emergency response team on site is also key. They practice drills and assign roles like scene control, firefighting support, or first aid, so they're ready to act quickly until professional help arrives.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. In California, there is Proposition 12, and in Massachusetts, there is something similar called Question 3 that could have a continued impact for agriculture and its ability to distribute its goods to other states. K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen explains how Proposition 12 and Question 3 compare to one another.
Proposition 12 has resurfaced in the form of Question 3 in Massachusetts. The Massachusetts law mirrors what California did a few years ago. And of course, the California law went all the way through the U.S. Supreme Court and was upheld. And what Proposition 12 did in California was basically California was saying, hey, look, if you want to sell pork in particular in the state of California, then it's got to be raised in a certain manner that comports with the, put it in air quotes, morals of California citizens. And of course, what's that getting at? What that is getting at is the way that hogs are produced, let's say, primarily in Iowa, number one hog producing state in the country. Because Californians don't like hogs raised in farrowing crates.
He discusses Massachusetts Question 3 and the changes it could influence.
It bars the sale of pork, eggs, or veal in Massachusetts unless the animals were raised with specific space requirements. And so this has again been challenged by the pork producers. And it's a dormant commerce clause case, and it's the idea that states cannot pass laws that unduly burdensome interstate commerce. So we'll see what happens here. You know, it applies to all pork sold in Massachusetts, regardless of whether it was raised in Massachusetts or in Iowa or wherever else. And we'll see whether that is deemed to be discriminatory on its face or not. And so we got this moral market issue with respect to a food product that's out there.
McOwen says how this has the potential to impact the industry and economy.
Particularly when we talk about the California Proposition 12 or this Question 3 in Massachusetts. And what we get is what's known as the balkanization of the national economy. One state attacking another state's, in this instance, agricultural production, and then that state reacting back against the first state. You kind of get into a shooting match as to who can do the most harm. And the framers of the country designed the Commerce Clause specifically to prevent a patchwork of conflicting state regs that would stifle the national economy.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen on the concerns of Question 3 and what it could do to change interstate commerce. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale Monday, April 6th at Miatra 77 Livestock Sales, extending the Easter weekend holiday. Again, no sale Monday, April 6th. They will have a sale again next week, April 13th, and are accepting early consignments. Consignment listings on their website, Miatra77Livestock.com. Give their fieldman a call today for your consignment listings and plan on next week's cattle sale at Miatra 77 Livestock Sales.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
A cup of tea is a pleasant ritual for many of us, and finding a secondary use for tea bags makes it even better. It's all about clever uses for used tea bags today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 6th, the 96th day of the year. Country music legend Merle Haggard was born on this day, and the snack cake now known as Twinkie was invented in 1930. If you toss used tea bags directly into the garbage, you're missing out on dozens of clever uses for those little packets. Here's a few. A cool, damp tea bag makes an ideal compress for insect bites, sunburn, or razor nicks. Place chilled tea bags over your eyes to reduce puffiness and dark rings. Tea leaves make a good deodorizer. Sprinkle them over your carpet before vacuuming, or into the kitty litter box, or in smelly sneakers. In the garden, acid-loving plants respond well to the tannins in tea. Break open the tea bag and sprinkle the leaves onto the dirt around ferns and roses. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it is official, as the Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball head coach Bill Self has announced that he is officially returning for a 24th season with the Jayhawks. There was a lot of uncertainty with Self with some health issues over the past few weeks, with even a rumor that he would be retiring at the end of the basketball season. However, in a statement from Coach Self himself, he said, "Jayhawk Nation, with renewed clarity and the ongoing support from our administration, I remain focused and committed to Kansas basketball competing for a national championship. I look forward to seeing and hearing the best fans in college basketball next season at Allen Fieldhouse." Over the 24 years as head coach, he has led to 21 regular season conference championships, 4 Final Fours, and a pair of national championships. As the 63-year-old Self right now has an overall record of 840 wins with 272 losses, not including the 15 wins that were vacated by the NCAA. Mid-America Network Sports.
Renowned American country music singer and Grand Ole Opry member John Conley comes to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino. Saturday, May 2nd, John Conley, live and in concert. John Conley. Tickets are on sale now at the Seven Clans Players Club or TicketStorm.com. Don't miss John Conley, Saturday, May 2nd, Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
As the Kansas City Chiefs get settled in across the Kansas side of the line, they are starting their own campaign trying to support girls flag football in Kansas schools across the state. As they say, the vote to let that happen will be held later on this month.
I mean, as the CMO at the Chiefs, it's such an important part of who we are in terms of letting her play and letting all of our fans be part of the sport. As a mom of an 8-year-old girl, it means a lot to know that an organization is behind the potential of sanctioning girls flag football in the state of Kansas. On April 23rd, that vote will happen, where 70 members across the state of Kansas will make the decision to give that opportunity to young women in the future. And so for us at the Kansas City Chiefs, anything that we can do that can rally the support of the community to sign the petition at chiefs.com/letterplay and show the support and show the enthusiasm, I think is really powerful.
More than 55 different staff members for the Kansas City Chiefs around the state of Kansas will be handing out Let Her Play flags and keychains to support the campaign.
High school baseball, Marysville Bulldogs host Nema Hall Central Monday and Chapman on Tuesday at Feldhausen Field. Valley Heights is home to Donova West and Frankfort entertains Blue Valley on Monday. Valley Heights softball home to D West on Monday, Centralia's at Onega. Marysville Bulldogs softball team at Chapman on Tuesday, along with a track meet at Valley Heights on Tuesday. Valley Heights softball fell to Chapman 6-0, 7-4. Centralia and Donovan West softball was postponed. Frankfort baseball winning over Valley Heights 11-1 and 13-12. Onega took Blue Valley in baseball 22-7, 27-0 last week.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny today with daytime highs approaching 60. Slight chance of rain showers tonight, 31. Overcast tomorrow, highs around 62. High temperatures reach up to 69 Wednesday with a chance for showers. Storms likely 64 on Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37 degrees.